Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Veterans Day.
I like that. Change of pace for us.
Yes. And thank you to all you men and women out there that have served. Because we like our freedom.
We do.
Yes. Any other thoughts on Veterans Day?
I was thinking of my Facebook status is the Zac Brown Band song.
Which
one's that? Chicken Fried. It's like, it goes like, salute the ones who've died, the ones who gave their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice things we love. Like chicken fried. And it just makes me laugh. Like, just the tie-in.
Wow. Yeah, I posted a picture of my father's headstone, a gravestone.
Your grandfather.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said father.
Oops. Sorry, Dad. Grandfather, his gravestone. And I was trying to find a picture of my brother, because he's in the Air Force, but I do not have a picture of him in his military
getup. I know. I usually carry, I have a picture of my dad from when he was in the Navy. I usually have it in my wallet, but I didn't have my wallet with me today.
Yeah, so anyway, happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
11/11/2013.
Today's a Make-A-Wish Day all day.
It is.
I like that.
What wishes you got going on?
I can't tell you, then they won't come true.
I knew you were going to say that. So the CMAs.
Amazing.
They happened.
It happened.
And I finally watched them.
Yeah, it was hard for me to not talk to you about it.
I know. They aired on Wednesday. And then Thursday we were busy. And then Friday we went to a concert. But as soon as we got home at like 1 a.m., I turned them on. And we watched them.
Good for you.
The bad thing is I had had a few cocktails. So I was super emotional.
Oh.
And usually I'm super happy. But you get Taylor Swift singing with Vince Gill and Alison Krauss, I start bawling. You get George Strait and Alan Jackson singing George Jones.
I cried.
I was like sobbing.
Yep, me too.
Steve's like, are you okay? I'm like, yep. This is the last time you're ever going to hear George Jones on the... Blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh.
Such a mess. I definitely... that one got me. I was sober, so that one had me tearing up. The tribute to Kenny Rogers, I think just because Kenny Rogers' music has like a whole nother meaning to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to listen to it in the car with my grandma. And so I just started, like, The Gambler was our song. I just started bawling hysterically. Like, aww. I am sobbing. It was a very emotional show for me.
Yes. It was
and
a
then
great
Luke
show.
Bryan's song.
Oh, yeah.
That one. Yeah, like, basically the second half of the show, I was just like, I'm not even going to attempt to stop. Let's just keep letting the tears roll.
Steve just thought I was crazy and smashed. He's like, oh my gosh.
Joey went to bed, so he didn't get to see that.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky. Because I was so embarrassed. The next morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should not have watched that with him. But the first chance I got, we were up to like 3 a.m. watching the CMAs.
Yeah.
So awesome. And I guess they were the most watched in 4 years.
That's awesome. I mean, it was a really good show. I did like a lot of the performances, and I did like a lot of the collaborations too, but some of the performances didn't do it for me.
I broke down and watched the YouTube version of Keith Urban and Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I just felt like for some reason for me, I felt like some of the sounds were off, or like some
Which
of them
is very
were too loud.
Common with award shows. And you got to think, you have all these different artists that are coming on stage really fast and like go, go, go. It's
I mean, you go from a slow Taylor Swift song to that loud, loud, loud Eric Church. I mean, it's hard to balance that. I felt like Taylor Swift's performance, although it was amazing, I didn't feel like the sound was right on it at parts.
Mm.
And Eric Church, too, I felt like his was so overbearingly loud that I couldn't enjoy it.
And because of the show, both of us purchased music.
We did.
You purchased.
But I was going to purchase it anyway.
You purchased Zac Brown Band's new song. What's it called?
Day for the Dead.
And it came out Saturday.
It did, which drove me crazy because
you
Wednesday night, as soon as the CMAs were over, I go to their website. I'm like searching for the song, and it's like, oh, order it. And I must have just been that tired. And I go to it the next morning to add it to like my playlist to play in the car. And I'm like, where is my song? I'm in the car like going crazy. And then I realized it was pre-order, and then I couldn't find the date when it came out. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to wait forever. But
I Googled
it
on
is
Friday
here.
And found it.
It's here.
You got it on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, 2 days ago.
I bought Taylor Swift's performance.
Did you?
Yeah, because I love Vince Gill. I love Alison Krauss. And I gotta say, it was awesome. It was not her, like, Broadway production, yeah, typical Taylor Swift. It was great. And then what else did I buy? Oh, I bought the Eric Church single.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it called? Yeah. Outcast? Out something?
I don't know. I'm not really an Eric Church fan, though. But I did, what was the other one? I downloaded some more Florida Georgia Line after watching them. I really did like their performance.
Steve just hates them.
I like them.
I do, too. Good drive-in music.
Yes.
I want to run down the winners of the CMAs real quick.
Yep.
So I'll start off with Entertainer of the Year. We'll go back and forth, okay?
Okay.
So, Entertainer of the Year. I didn't see this coming. Steve predicted it. It's George Strait. It's his last year.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming last year either, touring, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Female Vocalist of the Year, Miranda Lambert.
Whoop, whoop. May have cried.
I did not like her speech, though. I will say that.
Anyway. Male Vocalist of the Year, Blake Shelton.
Yes. I love him. Vocal Group of the Year, I was so disappointed. Little Big Town.
Zach Brown did not win. I'm so sorry.
I don't know if you remember, I said, those are the ones out of everybody in that group, that is the only one I don't want to win.
I really like them. If they ever come to town again, by themselves, with not like a crazy big act, we should go together just so you can experience them live. They're amazing. They're vocals. Oh, I bet they are. It'll be like, not probably like the Zach Brown experience you had at Red Rocks, but
I don't think anyone's topping that.
Just to hear them live, like, I was kind of like, yeah, I like them, until they came to the Grizzly Rose when I was working, and I was like, dang, that's some talent.
I do have some of their songs downloaded. I think that I just can't get away from Pontoon.
I love that song.
I think that it was just so overplayed. You didn't grow up in
Southwest Missouri with Table Rock Lake. It's like a summer anthem for those lake people.
No, and I get that, because my dad had a boat on the lake too. And I loved the song in the beginning. But then they killed it for me. Which they tend to do.
And they're really nice. Like, I met them when Steve was working in radio, and they were really nice.
That's important.
Yeah. Okay. Vocal Duo of the Year, Florida Georgia Line. No shock there.
I liked that. Oh, sorry. New Artist of the Year was Kacey Musgraves, which I'm very happy for.
I was happy until I saw her reaction to Miranda.
I told you. You were like, oh, I think she was crying. I was like, nope. I think she was going by what I was
reading on Twitter, because that's how I watched the CMAs on Wednesday night. And her face was just bitch face. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Pardon my language.
Well, but the only thing I will say is Miranda gave really nice props to everybody else, and then she kind of just called out Kacey Musgraves' name.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
But, I mean,
she's a newbie.
Yeah, like, you can't expect to win your first year out. Exactly.
Album of the Year, Based on a True Story by Blake Shelton.
Yes. It's funny. I was going to download that whole album in the beginning, and I found that, for some reason, I just didn't, and I found that as I keep going back, every time I go back to that album, I hear another song that I like of his. So I've kind of just kept downloading it in pieces.
That's how I started my love of Eric Church. I'm like, oh, I like this song. I like this song. And then I just ended up buying all of his albums.
See, I don't usually do that. Like, Zach Brown, I dove head first. Like, I downloaded all albums all at once.
All right, song of the year?
Song of the year was I Drive Your Truck.
And Friday night, we went and saw Lee Bryce, and he is the one that performed that song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's great. He didn't write the song, so therefore he didn't win.
Right.
I found out the difference between Song of the Year and Single of the Year. Song of the Year, the award goes to the songwriters.
Gotcha.
The next category we're going to go over, Single of the Year, goes to the artists.
Makes sense. So Single of the Year was Cruise, Florida Georgia Line.
No shock there. Mm-mm. Musical Event of the Year, Highway Don't Care, Tim McGraw, Taylor Swift, and Keith Urban.
Not shocked by that one. And they also pulled Music Video of the Year, which I don't care.
I don't even know that I saw that video.
But I also don't know that I've seen a music video in a really long time.
I go on YouTube when a song gets released. Yeah, especially, like, I follow Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, and I think that's it. As soon as they post a new video to YouTube or Vevo, I watch their new video.
I should start doing that. I don't really watch music videos anymore.
You know, big news from the CMAs was my girl Miranda. She looked amazing.
She did. I am very happy.
I was shocked. And I told Steve, I was like, doesn't she look amazing? And he's like, she doesn't look that different. And then I showed him the before and after picture of last year's CMAs and this year's CMAs. He's like, oh, I see it. And she actually had her 30th birthday yesterday.
She's only 30?
Yes. Don't be mean.
I'm not. I just...
Why you gotta be hating?
I don't know why. I just thought she was older than that. Not because she looks older, just maybe... I don't know, because I feel like she's been around for a while, and because she's married to Blake, and...
Right.
I don't know. Not because she looks it, by no means.
And she's contributing exercise and better eating habits.
It's all it takes.
She has shed some weight.
She looks great.
Congratulations. She really does.
She does.
So beautiful.
I was very happy, because remember last year, I didn't love the way she was dressed for her...
Right.
For her
I was waiting for you to, like...
No, I did. Her. No, I thought she looked amazing. On stage for her performance, on the red carpet, I thought she looked great.
So... Have you ever in your life rented a video? Like a video?
Like a VHS?
Yes.
I'm sure at one point or another.
You did not. Your parents did.
Oh, well, yeah. That still counts, though.
No, it doesn't.
Like, if they rented it for me to watch, it counts. Time out. I still have a VHS player in my house.
Why?
Because I have some old movies that I Little just Mermaid. Don't have on. Well, yes, but I do have that on DVD now. But there are a couple others that I don't have on DVD.
We have VHS here, too, but I'm shocked that you do. But Blockbuster is done.
I feel like that they've been stores. Done, though.
No, they minimized. Like, they closed a lot of their stores. And now they're done.
Well, I guess my thing is why would I go to Blockbuster when I could go to Redbox? And I don't have to deal with people.
Right.
And actually, it's $1 a day.
If you go to my Walmart, the freaking Redbox line is so long.
I don't go to the ones in stores. We have a 7-Eleven down the block. There's one outside. It's quick. I can wait in my car if there's a line because I don't like to.
Yeah.
You know.
But I miss that. Like when I was like a junior and senior in high school, I'd already had my license. So I would like go to the video store and like just like peruse all these movies that I had never seen or never heard of. That's like how I fell in love with Brad Pitt, because I like saw all the movies he had been in up until that point.
And I still have my Blockbuster card, so I definitely remember.
So do
going,
I got a new wallet, and I was cleaning it out, and I almost threw it away, and I was like, no, I might want to rent a movie, and now I'm
you know
like,
what's funny?
I got to put it in my scrapbook.
Yeah, because see, like if we hold on to those, like our kids are never gonna know what Blockbuster is.
No,
which is crazy.
They're not gonna know what a VHS is.
That's very true. They might not even know what DVDs are at this rate. Like we're into Blu-ray.
Stop it. So yeah, last night or yesterday in Amsterdam, they had a movie or video.
The MTV Video Music Awards.
Right.
But it was
for
the European.
Right. And there was some stuff being talked about now.
Surprise, surprise.
Miley freaking Cyrus has gone off the rails. She actually went up to accept an award for Wrecking Ball and lit up a joint. It's illegal in Amsterdam. But she's 20.
Well, it's legal in Amsterdam, but technically, I was reading the article, technically what she did is illegal. It is legal to have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal to smoke it in public.
Ah, but no one arrested her.
No. But they're saying that she, I was reading an article today, they're saying she may have repercussions that could come down the line from this.
Like what?
Like she could actually end up getting into some trouble for it. Like I doubt it will happen, but I mean...
And she posted, or she tweeted today, saying that last night was a blur.
She's a moron.
She really is.
Remember how you were like, I'm starting to like her.
Yeah.
Do you take it back yet?
I do. This next story, I can't find it, but Katy Perry, she hosted the MTV European Music Awards. Mm-hmm. That is the official name of the show, since I couldn't remember it 5 seconds ago.
Yes.
And there's some buzz about her.
Yes, she's dating. She's rocking some new.
Who's she dating?
John Mayer.
Who
is like...
Man whore,
yeah. But
Taylor Swift, Jennifer Aniston. Who else has he dated?
A bunch. The list goes on and on.
But she was rocking a ring, but it wasn't like a stellar ring.
It wasn't, but it's on that finger.
Yeah.
And it's on the right hand.
Were you about to yawn?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it is a square diamond.
It is.
But they did say it's smaller than we would kind of expect.
Right.
But... Given that this would be her second marriage, maybe that's what she wants.
You think?
Maybe she doesn't want to be like Kim Kardashian that has to have like double digit and rent out a baseball stadium.
Kim Kardashian
every
time. Is engaged to Kanye West. You would expect nothing less. Like right. He had to do that. If he came out with a small ass diamond, They would be like,
right.
Kanye, mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
You know something we forgot to talk about?
What? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
The CMA spoof.
Yeah. Big news. Like, I heard it on TMZ. So, Brad Paisley. I almost said Brad and Carrie, like they're my BFFs. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood hosted the CMAs.
They did.
And it's not known for being your liberal type group. No. It's more the right wing, right? Is that right? The blues? The blue states?
I never know how to keep them straight.
Okay.
The R's, I go with that.
Well, Brad and Carrie, my BFFs, they had some fun at the expense of Obamacare. And if you've seen the video, I'm sure you have, because it's everywhere. They make fun of the website not working, and it was hilarious. But it went, like, crazy. Like, everyone was talking about it. And people don't usually talk about the CMAs like that.
But they did a lot of good. I mean, I just love having them host, because they put a lot of funny things into it. Like, did you see the Duck Dynasty piece that they did?
I think so.
I just thought, well, I mean, I'm not a Duck Dynasty fan, so for me it was kind of funny. But yeah, I like when they host, because I think that they make it entertaining.
Yeah, so we had to touch on that. Okay, Avril Lavigne, she recently got married to Nickelback dude, right?
I don't
know. Yeah, I think so. And she was married formerly to Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley.
Yes.
In 2009. And I guess he took her last name, and he recently dropped it, which... What took you so long, buddy?
Yeah.
And what was someone like that taking her last name for?
Probably. No wonder
their marriage didn't last.
Hey, now. Maybe I want to keep my last name.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
I'm totally kidding. But yeah, that is a really long time.
How would Joey react? Okay.
But in all fairness,
if Joey ever grows some balls and pops the question, he doesn't listen. Sorry, Joey's mom.
She's on your side with that one.
Okay. What if you came back and said, hey, I want to keep my last name. It's like Gamble.
If
it's
I made
super
him,
easy.
If I made him take it, he'd be like, hell to the no.
Joey Gamble. Joey no. And Ashley Gamble. I could totally
but
see that.
In all fairness, Avril Lavigne's husband took her name but kept his too. He was
right.
Like something.
Hyphenated.
Lavigne Wimbley.
Yeah.
So that's right. A little bit different. Like maybe I'll pull a Gamble DiLorenzo.
Do you know how annoying that is?
I want to do it.
I got to say, one of my friends just got married, and they're not changing their names. Neither one of them.
Who do they think they are? Kim Kardashian?
I don't know. Like, she's not changing his name,
like,
or her name,
a situation.
And he's not changing his name, and they're both okay with it.
That's a situation where I could see, right? Like, Kim Kardashian's not going to give up her last name. Kanye West's not going to give him his.
And legally, like, Miranda Lambert is probably legally Miranda Shelton.
Oh, I'm sure. But she goes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't.
But Kim Kardashian's been married 3 times, right?
Two.
Two
this
times.
This is her second.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Third. This is her third.
No, this is her second.
No, she was married before.
Chris Humphries?
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. And it was like a nobody, though. It wasn't even.
Yeah.
Well,
so
three times
with
the
that,
charm.
With that record, you don't want to have to keep changing your name.
Right? Because it gets expensive.
It's Kim Kardashian. She's loaded.
It takes a lot of time.
All right. So, we talked about Pamela Anderson chopping her hair off last week.
It's like the craze now.
It's like an epidemic. Even, I forget, someone else came out with a pixie, or a bob cut. Jennifer Lawrence came out with a pixie cut.
She did, but hers was an accident, I hear.
No, I thought that was Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, sorry.
And Jennifer Aniston also came out with a shorter do. Hers more of a bob.
Right.
Jennifer Lawrence came out and said that hers was because her hair was fried.
So it kind of both seemed like they were.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and I think they both still look cute.
Yeah, no, I really actually like it on Jennifer Lawrence. I think that, I always say that pixie cuts look really good on very thin women because they have the, like, you know what I mean? Like, they kind of have the structure, the bone structure to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason on her, even though she's not, like, a tiny, tiny, like, woman, I think it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She just has a great face for it.
And Jennifer Aniston came out, and she's saying it's not an accident. She said she was flipping through the television channels, and she paused it to take a picture and sent the picture to Chris, and that is why she cut off 6 inches.
Well, she's gone for this bob before. She's done this short bob before.
The Jennifer Aniston of the 90s. The hair.
Well, no, but she's gone even shorter than that. Like, she's gone and done this bob before. So, I mean,
Everyone's chopping their hair off.
Either way, she's going to look amazing, let's be honest. Like, she could be bald and she's going to be gorgeous.
Yep.
Here I am trying to grow my hair out. Like, give me some of
this. I know, me too. I know.
It takes forever.
Stop. The give me some of yours line, that's what I usually say to you. To you. But we're not talking about hair.
No.
So you sent me a cool article from Cosmo. Cosmo has some great, like, online articles.
Yeah, they do.
And this one I found to be pretty interesting.
It's just laughed the stages when I read
it. Of partying by age. Not that we're big partiers. Mom, Dad, don't freak
Speak
out.
For yourself.
Papa Jim, I'm trying. But so we're going to go through the ages and then party phases.
Okay. So age 14, the kind of what they say is, it's Friday. I'm so excited to split mozzarella sticks at Arby's with my BFFs and then go make out with Mike Gendrano in the back row of Ice Age 2.
I don't remember making out with someone at 14.
I don't remember being allowed to go places by myself at 14.
I may have. I think my mom and dad would drop me off at the mall with my friend Megan. And we get like an hour or two.
See, I worked at the mall. So like I worked weekends.
At 14?
Mm-hmm. I started working at 14.
Oh. Is that where your Dairy Queen was?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So I got to see all my friends at the mall, but I was behind the counter.
Oh, that sucks.
But I worked with my best friend, so it worked out.
At age 15? Ew. Beer is gross.
And I had not had beer at 15.
No.
Like, I was well into college before I finally
had beer. I hated the smell.
Yeah.
Like, mm-mm. I still, like, unless it's the only thing in the world.
Yeah. Not doing it.
Yeah.
Age 16. Wait, beer is amazing. Where can we get beer? Can we get Kaylee's older brother to buy us some beer? Sam's super cool mom with sad eyes says she'll let us drink in the basement.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't have that at 16 either. Me either. But this is like new and good. Like, I guess things are changing as we get older.
We are getting old. At age 17, It's like 8 o'clock, so we better all go over to Kayla's house and have some Mike's Hard before we roll up to this awesome college party. It's not starting until like 10:30, or like the cool people don't get there until midnight. Can I borrow your lip gloss? You shoplifted it? Oh my god, you're such a badass. The floors are wet. I'm having the best time. We're so young, and our face skin is so dewy and fresh.
Which, at 17, I didn't know about college parties. Like, I didn't have...
No!
I didn't have college... friends to go to college parties, but I definitely do remember the whole Mike's Hard phase.
I was in college when I did that. Remember Two Dogs?
It
was
probably close to 70.
Do you remember Two Dogs? It was before Mike's Hard Lemonade, and it's no longer made, but it was very similar.
I actually didn't drink the Mike's Hard Lemonade. I used to like the Bacardi ones.
But not the orange one.
No. Hate orange everything forever.
All
age
right.
18.
Age 18.
What was your name? We met at Welcome Week, right? I don't really know you, but let's pee together and then we'll be best friends.
Why are you laughing? I feel like can relate.
When I went to college, Joey and I went to college together, and then my other best friend went with us freshman year, so I didn't have to worry about that. But I totally remember those people that, like, those girls that were like, let's go pee together. And I'd always be like, why? Why do you want to do that?
Okay, so partying at age 20. Okay, so first we're going to go to party A. Then we'll stay for a while and go to party B. And then if Fun Bar isn't carting, we'll go there because everyone goes there. And if not, we could always go to Dive Bar because it's super sad and empty and they never card. Even though Michaela said she thinks she got hepatitis from a toilet there.
Oh my goodness.
I got to say, at 20, I was being a little crazy.
20, this is me.
And my girlfriend Lindsay and I, we had our nights planned. Like, every night we went to a different bar because that's where the hot spot was.
Well, no, we...
And then if it wasn't a hot spot bar night, there was always a party somewhere in town.
We always did the, okay, we're going to pregame here.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then we're going to take, like, because Penn State was amazing because they had this bus system. And if you took the bus within the campus, it was free.
Oh, wow.
So there was no reason not to take the bus. So you'd get on the bus and you'd go to the pregame, then we'd get on the bus and we'd go to the party, then we'd get on the bus and be like, I remember at like right at 20, because I like am the youngest of my friends, it was the, okay, we can totally get into this bar because it's not carding or they'll let you have fake IDs,
that's
but there's
funny.
No way in hell we're going to this bar because you're not getting in.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
The weird thing was is my friend Lindsay was 18. I was 20. She had the fake ID. And she would buy us alcohol. contributing to the delinquency of a minor almost.
Yeah.
So bad.
That's funny.
Bad news. All right. Age 21 to 22.
this is so very true. Regretful blur of overpriced vodka cranberries.
Or ladies' nights, where it was free, but you still super blur.
We used to know, like, every night, like, Thursday nights or ladies' nights, you'd have to pay a cover.
Yes.
If you went here, yeah. I wasn't a vodka cranberry, but 21 to 22 was, ironically, when I was in the vodka phase, and I learned that vodka makes me a bitch. Like, just, there's no rhyme or reason.
That's awesome. All right, age 23, I should switch to some kind of classy liquor. Now that I can go to nice bars, like a Manhattan. Nope, that's disgusting. Guys seem to like girls who can drink straight whiskey, so let me try. Oh my God, that's disgusting too. Good thing these strange guys will probably never see again are buying all of our drinks. It makes me feel so pretty.
And I was at age 23, I was still living in a... Just kidding. I don't think I was still living in College Town. I was still drinking like I was in College Town, so I didn't care about classy drinks or whiskey.
Around 23, that's when I was like, I was trying the Southern Comfort, which in my head was kind of whiskey-ish.
Yeah.
But I was mixing it with Diet Dr. Pepper. It was super girly, and people always were like, ew.
I was in my Captain Morgan phase. I've been in and out of Captain Morgan phases for my entire life.
All right, partying at age 24.
Age 24. Ugh, why won't these weird guys at the bar leave us alone? We can pay for our own drinks. Besides, we should be heading over to that super exclusive club that only lets super hot people in so that we can stand in line for an hour in high painful shoes and be judged by a coked up door person. Let's all text people so we look cooler than we are. Can we stop for Zico on the way home? I need to hydrate.
What's Zico?
I don't know. I was okay, ask you
the same thing. Dang it. Google.
So, all right. I don't know about super exclusive, but I do recall standing in line in painful shoes.
To go to the cool club.
Yes.
I never did that. Age 25, but I kind of went through my fat stage between age 24 to 27. So I didn't want to be going out and flaunting anything.
Oh.
I wanted to stay home and eat popcorn. Anyway, age 25. Man, it's crowded in here. It looks... it took me like 40 years to get a drink. I bet dive bar is less crowded. Maybe we should go there. But we're already here. I'm tired. Why do these things start so late? It's loud in here. I wish I could text my cat. What? Okay, only drinking twice a week from now on. Seriously, twice a week. But I can totally wind down after work with a glass of white wine, though. Sophisticated grown-ups do that. I don't count as, like, drinking.
That is so... So I guess I'm, like, a year or two behind because I'm still at that phase.
You are.
We went out to, like, a bar like that on Saturday, and it was just, like, elbow to elbow. We're on the dance floor, and I'm just like, I want to sit down. Like, do you think I could just sit in the middle of the dance floor? Or, like, can I just go somewhere to sit? I was tempted to go to the bathroom just so I could, like, have a second of, like, space.
Oh, that's funny. All right, the next one.
Age 26 to 28. This will be a classy dinner party for my classy friends, and we'll listen to jazz and eat goat cheese and split two bottles of wine between four of us. And the boyfriend of a friend of mine will not bring a bottle of tequila, and nobody's going to get a blowjob on the fire escape or puke in my shoe, and I will not wake up feeling like a truck hit me and be out of commission the entire next day. Or that is exactly what will happen. That kind of sounds like
I was going to say. Age 29. Green juice and yoga counteracts the two or so bottles of post-work wine I go through per week, right? Whatever. I barely go out. Nothing at parties can surprise me anymore.
I'm waiting till I get there.
Yeah.
Age 30. Why is the baby at this party?
That's awesome. And those are the stages of partying. And that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I still... Baby in a bar. Every time I see a baby in a bar, is there a baby in a bar?
Yeah.
From Sweet Home Alabama.
When we went out for St. Patrick's Day the one year, there was this woman, not only was the baby in the bar, she was like the queen of the dance floor, like tearing it up, and it was loud. So she had these headphones on her baby. Her baby could not have been more than like 6 or 7 months. And she had it in like that front pack that they use in the, that the guy has in The Hangover.
Oh, that's horrible mother material.
And she had big headphones on the baby, and I'm like, oh my God, like, who at the door was like, oh yeah, let me let this woman in with the baby on her?
That's crazy.
Not to discriminate against you mothers out there, but leave your baby at home. There's babysitters or us.
On that note, I think we're good. I think we are. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Again, thank you to all the service men and women who have sacrificed for our freedom. Happy Veterans Day. And we'll be back next Monday with some craziness. That last topic was awesome.
I loved it.
I gotta say. Cheers, drink some relaxed wine, and wear some Timbers Reds. That's all I got. Bye.
Sounds good. Bye.